Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Wow, 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 wow. I've been out in the world launching this new book, Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. My mind is blown. My mind is blown about how transformational this work has already been for so many of you. I knew it was going to happen. I knew that the book was going to serve you, but I didn't know that it was going to be this necessary at this time. I truly didn't. And the journey that I underwent to get to where I am today is a journey that we all deserve. We all deserve the guided path from trauma to profound freedom and inner peace. And you don't have to take my word for it. Here are some of the headlines of the reviews on Amazon. Must read for trauma-informed path to healing. Stunning. I've already had so many aha moments that are incredibly profound, and I'm only on chapter 2. Gabby's stories are raw and so beautifully told. Gabby is holding your hand while you do the work. You never feel alone. That one, Fran, on Amazon makes me just feel so, so, so on mission and so connected, because that was my intention, for you not to feel alone, for you not to feel disconnected in this journey of recovery. Let me read another one. Life-changing book, Marlon says on Amazon. I haven't finished the book yet. However, the 5 chapters I've already read have absolutely opened my heart and mind. I feel that Gabby genuinely cares. I feel her energy through her writing. And here's the last one. Life-changing. This book is for everyone. Gabby's teachings are the real thing. This is a life-transforming book. I love you guys. I just want to say thank you for sharing your experience of the book. And I hope that if anyone is struggling right now, that they know that there is great support in the pages of Happy Days. You can listen to it on Audible. You can read it in the hardcover book or the ebook. And my prayer is that this book guides you one step of the way to know that you're not alone, to know that I am by your side, and that there is a guided path from whatever suffering you have experienced in your life to profound freedom and inner peace. Happy Days. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Take a deep breath, guys. Take a deep breath in and let that go. You're going to hear the sound of Jimmy Blue purring in the background as I record this introduction to today's podcast. And my producer always tells me, get that cat out of that recording studio. But she was crying, and so I let her in. So I'm going to let that noise, that purr, soothe you as I introduce you to what we're going to talk about today. How we can stay abreast of world news and stay conscious and aware and show up for the world and still claim our own joy at the same time. If anyone can rise to the occasion, it's this community. This is a community of like-minded spiritual people who have the desire to feel good and bring that goodness to the world. And so I'm calling on you, Dear Gabby listeners, to lean into your joy as your superpower. Lean into your presence as your greatest strength and tap into your intuition now more than ever. we here in this community have a big, big opportunity to become what I refer to as spiritual first responders, to show up in the midst of chaos, to bring our positive energy, our light, our strength, our serenity, our calm, our courage, our compassion, creative thinking, ability to collectively share in prayer and connect. That is a superpower that we can use right now, particularly when we're feeling powerless about what's happening in the world. And I'm going to really offer you a lot of guidance in today's episode to help you stay grounded in that presence of your power, even when the world around you feels chaotic. In today's episode, I'm going to share why morning prayer is a profound way to make a difference in your day and in the world. I'm going to share with you how to use your privilege of freedom, your privilege of the ability to freely listen to this podcast right now, and how to use it as a force for good in the world and not feel guilty about it, but use it. I'm going to share with you why your joy is a spiritual superpower and to feel more of it even when times feel bleak. And I'm also going to share with you on how you can let your good energy spread throughout the world, because we underestimate our energetic power. If you are feeling powerless, if you are feeling like you're taking on the fears of the world, if you are feeling overwhelmed, out of control, anxious, if you're numbing out, whatever way you're responding to the world right now, there is a spiritual solution. I welcome you to listen, and I actually call on you to listen, to share this episode, to be very, very vocal with your family and your friends about the ways that we can show up right now with our presence, with our energy and our intentions. This is go time, people. It's time to show up. It's time to wake up so that in our presence, we wake up everyone around us to the power of their presence and their strength within. So take a deep breath. Grab your coffee, go for a walk, drive with me wherever you are in the world. I love you. It's been beautiful to witness so many of you on your Happy Days journey, taking this journey with this new book with me. And I know that this book is providing you so many tools as well to really navigate your energy in these difficult times. So I pray for you all to listen to this episode, listen to it again, share it with your friends, use the methods from Happy Days. Just allow me to be your guide through these difficult times, and know that I am going to be here for you every Monday, right there in your podcast, ready to give you solutions, guidance, and a presence that will remind you of the presence within yourself. Enjoy the show. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy. A few weeks ago, I launched my new book, Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. And in the book, I share very intimate details of my own journey recovering from trauma and how much healing I had to move through. And the through line throughout this book is therapy. Therapy saved my life. I've been joking with my therapist about who's going to play her in the movie when Happy Days turns into the movie, because she is the through line of my recovery. The therapy I received throughout my life, getting sober, going through remembering a dissociated trauma, and now just living and shining the crystal that is me as a result of all the therapy that I've been through, not only saved my life, but it gave me life. The steadiness and the presence that I'm able to stand in today is all a result of my commitment to my therapy. And I know a lot of readers are reading this book right now, and a lot of you are listening to the book or listening to this podcast and experiencing methods from this book. And the truth is, when we get real about what's up, it can be super triggering and activating. We're also living in a time when there is so much up around the world. There's so much up in our local environment. We have been absolutely activated by all of the given circumstances of this time. And we need help. We need help. And that's why I'm so deeply proud that BetterHelp is the sponsor of this show today. BetterHelp is a resource that is more timely than ever. It's an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Best of all, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. We've worked out a deal with BetterHelp and Dear Gabby listeners to get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Dear Gabby. That's BETTERHELP.com/Dear Gabby. Let's bring in our first guest, Sam. Hi, Joseph. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? What a surprise.
Joseph, how can I help you, sweetheart? We're going to talk today about the news and all that's coming up, or anything else that you wanted to ask me today.
Yeah, that's really relevant, I think, for so many people. I think it's kind of like this fine line, right, of wanting to stay engaged and also not... There's just such a feeling of hopelessness sometimes with things that feel so out of your control. But when you really do care, I think it's been really challenging to see everything that's going on in the world and also in our country. So for me, it's kind of like, in particular, I'm also transgender. And so seeing all these attacks on trans youth has been really heartbreaking to see at the same time with things going on like internationally and with Russia. So I guess for me, something I struggle with that is the line of being able to take care of yourself and not, you know, get lost in despair, but also feel empowered to be able to do something about it with things that feel so overwhelming and bigger than you. And I don't know if that's,
Well, first and foremost, I want to just acknowledge you and all of our transgender listeners for being the witness of the ridiculous shit that we are seeing in our country, particularly, and throughout the world. And I just want to acknowledge you and your bravery to speak up about it, and also your bravery to go through this journey, because I think that we're not living in a world that makes it easy to be transgender. So God bless you. And I want to just hold my heart wide open to anyone who is living that journey, moving into that journey, and accepting that truth for themselves. May you all be supported, guided, and led by a inner source of strength and a spiritual connection. It's not easy. And especially when you've got all these other things in the world that are causing so much harm, right? So we've got our own personal stuff that's up, and then we add on to it the challenges of living in a world that doesn't accept who we are, right? And that comes in many forms, whether it's a racial issue or a gender issue or homophobia or whatever it might be. And then we add on to that all of the stressors of the world that we're witnessing right now and what that looks like and what that feels like to be waking up every day with our own personal challenges and then seeing the horrific news and seeing what we're witnessing. So what I really want to acknowledge is the power of our own energy and the power of our prayer and the power of our presence. Every day would be different if we began with a prayer. If we started our day in stillness and contemplation and connection and trusting in the power of our energy to connect and soothe and serve, connecting to that presence of serenity within ourselves through prayer, we would be blown away by how different our lives would be. In A Course in Miracles, it says that prayer is the medium for miracles. What happens when we pray is we temporarily suspend our disbelief and crack open to the presence of an infinite possibility. And in order to move through crisis, whether we're actually witnessing it and feeling powerless or living through it, if there's Europeans listening, God bless anyone that's possibly listening in the Ukraine. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And it's going to be hard for them to hear me say, you know, the power of prayer in the midst of this kind of crisis. But what happens literally to our system when we pray is that we settle. And in that sense of settling and relaxing and soothing our system through surrendering, our conscious awareness opens up to creative possibilities. That's why prayer is so profound on a daily basis, but also in moments of crisis, because in those moments of crisis, we can't be reactive. We have to be intuitive. And every day these days, for all humans, it feels like a daily crisis, a daily hit over the head with trauma. So my message to you, Joseph, is to begin a daily prayer practice if you don't already have one. And to just give yourself moments of stillness where you tap into that presence in your body and that presence in your heart and that presence that is universal. And that is the presence of love. And you can use any of the prayers that I share in Happy Days, or you can use prayers that I've shared online. I can give you a prayer right now. We can pray together right now. So let's ground ourselves together, okay? Place your hand on your heart and your other hand on your belly, whichever hand you prefer on your heart, whatever feels most soothing for your system. Grounding ourselves right now in the energy of love. Surrendering what we think we need. And allowing a presence of strength, wisdom, inspiration, guided direction to enter in now. Notice the things that you've been holding on to, your own personal struggles, the struggles and fears of the world, physical pain, tension, insecurity, fear. And one by one, hand it over. Take your anxiety and give it away. Take your fear and give it away. Witness yourself handing it over. Visualize whatever comes to mind. Maybe a basket holds it. Maybe an energy force takes it in. Whatever it is that you visualize, see yourself giving it away. Take a moment to let it all go, one by one, and give it away. Asking a higher power of our own understanding to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. To give us power when we feel powerless. To remind us where our true strength lies. Just let that go right now and bring that in. And we'll close the prayer by sending all of this strength, intuitive energy, power energy, committed energy to our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine who may not have that energy at their disposal right now. Take a deep breath in and let that go. And when you're ready, open your eyes. How do you feel, Joseph?
I feel good. I feel, sometimes I say that me making my work is my type of prayer. I do have a prayer practice, but I do feel like right now I'm making a project actually about the Pulse shooting. And it's been sort of this way of like honoring and praying to them. And I think it's a way that's sort of something that is out of control, but something that you're making space for and like putting into something else.
It's actually really profound what you're saying, because when we feel powerless, we have to return to where our true power lies. And our true power lies in that self energy that we all have within us, which is energy of courage, calmness, compassion, creativity. In that creative energy, that's when we're closest to God. And that's when we have the power to extend that powerful presence to others. So you're right. Your creative work is your prayer. Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous, Joseph.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored. And it's crazy to talk to you. So thank you. You've helped my life a lot, which I'm sure you hear all the time. But thank you for your work. It's been transformative for me.
So proud of you. Listen, let that creative energy guide you. Thank you, beauty. See you again, I'm sure. I'm sure I will.
Gabby.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you know that taking care of my gut is my big priority. I've been out launching my book, eating weird foods in airports, and needing to stay committed to my gut health. So in my handbag, wherever I go, is this beautiful little green bottle filled with probiotics from my favorite brand, Seed. Seed Daily Symbiotic is a broad-spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. A proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. Proprietary engineered 2-in-1 capsules that protects probiotics through digestion and ensures delivery to the colon. If you've taken probiotics before and never felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving your GI tract. Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works. Many see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, which can include bowel movement regularity and less bloating. That's pretty incredible. The packaging of Seed is also so chic. They have this cute green glass travel vial that I've been using the entire time I've been out on the road. And we've worked out a special deal for my listeners. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/DearGabby and use code DearGabby to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's SEED.com, seed.com/DearGabby, and use code DearGabby. I just launched my newest book, Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. Launching a book is the most beautiful experience. You get to get your message out to the world. You get to serve people through your words. It's a true gift to be able to do this work. I never had any literary background at all. I'm a total self-taught author. I never had any experience writing. My grammar sucked. And I kind of had to learn on the fly because I knew that I had a message to share and I wanted to get it out. Having a tool like Grammarly has been a game changer and has allowed me to work more efficiently. Grammarly is more than a spelling and grammar checker. It's an all-in-one writing tool that allows you to clearly and effectively communicate your ideas. And my team's been loving using it too because we have to write copy all day long. So we need this. It's such a valuable tool. Grammarly is free to download and easy to integrate into your daily life. It works where you work, like in Gmail, to help you write more efficiently and effectively with any of your projects. And since using Grammarly, I've actually felt like it's sharpened my communication skills. It actually has taught me so much about grammar that I never knew or would have known because seriously, I don't have any background in writing, grammar, any of it. I'm all self-taught, so this is such a cool way to learn. Grammarly helps you save time, strike the right tone, and deliver high-quality work. If you want to be more clear and assertive in your emails or persuade your audience with a confident and polished tone, Grammarly's tone adjustments can help you with that. They suggest more decisive phrases and word choices. Isn't that amazing? You can get through those emails and your work quicker by keeping it concise, confident, and effective with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/DearGabby to sign up for a free account. And when you're ready to upgrade to Grammarly Premium, get 20% off for being my listener. That's 20% off at grammarly.com/DearGabby. Who is next, Sam? Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Oh my gosh. I was not expecting this at all. So there's a lot going on in the world. I think like the other person that spoke before, it's how to come back home within to see what can I do. And I think it's cultivating love within. Always remembering to choose love over fear again and again, like you taught before. So yeah, how to stay sane and connected when so much is going on.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Valerie. So there's crisis, it feels like, in every corner. So what we have to do is witness the privilege that those of us listening to this show have right now to be able to press play on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast and experience this in a free, spacious way, whether you're driving in your car or you're sitting in your home or you're in your office at a job, to witness the privilege that you have in this moment.
Yeah.
And to recognize that no amount of your suffering can help others. So using the privileges that we have, living in a free country, having a job, having a home, having a podcast in our ear, whatever it is, witnessing and acknowledging those privileges as a way to support others. The more we ground ourselves in our own inspiration, our own creativity, as we just heard with Joseph, our own compassion towards ourselves, all the work that we do on ourselves, the greater presence we bring to the world. The more intuitive we are when we think about how we can help others. The more present we are with what's happening, without letting it take us over. And the more present we are with the suffering of others, so that we don't shut it down and block it out.
Mm-hmm.
So my message to you right now is to not take on the fears of the world, but instead claim the privileges that you have in this moment. Use them wisely. Ground yourself in that full, unapologetic ability to live at your highest capacity. Because when you do that and you don't become the victim of the world you see, that's when you have true power. And that power that I refer to is your power to serve, your power to help, your power to show up, your power to pray clear, energetic prayers, your power to show up energetically for the people in your life, to extend more positive energy. It all has a ripple effect, and we don't take that seriously. We think we're powerless. We think, okay, I'm sitting in my house and I have no power over what's going on in the world. That's a bunch of bullshit. You have so much power. How did you treat the doorman today? How did you treat the person at the grocery store? How did you treat your child when you woke up this morning? How did you treat yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Every single thought we have has a ripple effect. Every extension of our energy has a ripple effect. It's happening locally. It's happening in our home. It's happening globally. It's all over the world. And I've found for myself that the more personal growth work and spiritual work that I've done, the more present I can be with the suffering of others in a way that isn't destroying me, but instead inspiring me and empowering me to show up at my highest capacity. So really, I think the biggest thing we can do as spiritual first responders is to take care of our side of the street first.
Mm-hmm.
Get grounded. And then use the privilege of freedom that we have to show up with that grounded energy.
Yeah, it really resonates with me.
Good.
And the other day, something came up is that I feel frustrated with the leaders. And what came to me is like, we got to become the leaders that we want to see. And it starts, like you said, a small little actions, how we treat our neighbors, our friends, our family. So yeah, just waking up in our own light and our own truth.
I think I wrote that in my, I think I wrote something about that in my book, You Are the Guru. It's, if you don't like your leaders, then decide how you are going to lead in your own world. How are you going to show up in your own world? Resistance creates more resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So we of course can't stand for corrupt things, and we can't stand behind what we don't believe in, but we have to be conscious of how we're going to lead. And are we going to lead in our worlds from a place of rage and anger and fear? Or are we going to lead from a place of curiosity and compassion and creativity and calmness? It's really, that's the question we have to ask. How are we going to lead? And we are all leaders in our own world. We all have, we're all the media. We all have a phone. We all have the ability to put a message out into the world that has a ripple effect. Anybody can go viral. And so we want to really, really be mindful of what we put out energetically with our thoughts, our actions, and our intentions. We owe that to our brothers and sisters who don't have the privilege of being able to do that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that you remind me constantly to remember the privilege that I do have and focus on that.
Yeah. And then, you know, taking it further, I think about my grandmother who was a Holocaust survivor. And she was brought into a home in Switzerland where she was given a job. And so she escaped the Holocaust, but her family members did not. Most of her family members did not. And I think about if that family, if she hadn't been given that opportunity to get out, I wouldn't be here. My brother wouldn't be here. My dad wouldn't be here. My aunt wouldn't be, you know, we wouldn't be here. And so just giving yourself permission to recognize that if you can help one family, one life, one human, whether that means donating to a charitable organization that's helping refugees or literally bringing, sponsoring a family to come to the U.S. or whatever that means in your own world, that not only are you affecting that one human, but all the humans that follow.
Well, it speaks to me a lot. I'm currently helping a friend to bring his family from Syria, I think that's how we call it, to Canada. So, yeah. Focusing on what I can do to help.
That's exactly, and think about the ripple effect, the generations beyond that individual who will bring light to this world because of your gifts. Thank you for that. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. Thank you. Right before I started recording this ad, I said to my producer, Michelle, I'm obsessed with this product. I'm obsessed, obsessed, obsessed. I truly, truly, truly can't even begin to tell you how much I live for Stripe and Stare. This is 100% true. It is not even a question at all in my mind. I was talking to my team the other day and I all told them to buy some. I sent them the Dear Gabby code. I was like, go get some Stripe and Stare because they make the buttery, comfortable loungewear like the best I've ever worn in my life. It's butter, 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 butter. And they also make comfortable underwear and their fabric makes you feel like you're wearing a cloud. And I'm not kidding. I have been begging Michelle, my producer, to get more Stripe and Stare to my doorstep ASAP. I'm going to use my Dear Gabby code right now. It's no wonder that magazines such as Forbes and Harper's Bazaar have described them as the most comfortable knickers in the world. Stripe and Stare uses sustainably and renewably sourced beechwood fibers, producing 95% less water than cotton. The fiber is proven up to be 3 times softer than cotton, and they're 95% biodegradable. You can shop on their website, stripeandstare.com, with an exclusive Dear Gabby code GABBY for 20% off their range. Available at major retailers such as Revolve, Bloomingdale's, and Shopbop. I am literally going to stripeandstare.com right now, using my 20% off code, getting more of the jammies that I'm obsessed with. The pajamas are amazing. And one of the pajama shirts that feels like straight up butter is something I'm actually wearing during the day. Like I wear it out to dinner. I wear it around the house. It's the best product I've ever used on my body. So go to stripeandstare.com with an exclusive Dear Gabby code, GABBY, for 20% off their range, available at major retailers such as Revolve, Bloomingdale's, and Shopbop. Let's take one more.
Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Okay. I want to, you know, everybody says they weren't expecting this. I might have a little person, you know, ambush in a minute. So
that's fine. We like little people on this show.
I'll try to get it all out quick. Mm-hmm. So in the context of what we were talking about with the news and all this energy, like I've been feeling really good in the last few days. Like I finished Happy Days, as much as, you know, everything's not kind of hunky-dory, feeling really good and hopeful about my future. So I guess I wonder about those feelings of guilt.
Yeah.
Feeling like things are going really good. How do I balance that?
So how do you balance the feelings of joy that you're having with the guilt that you may have over what's happening in the world? And
yes,
I really want to drive this home. It's an amazing question for us. We absolutely cannot feel guilt over the joy that we have. Because the joy that we dwell in gives us power to do more and show up more. If we get overwhelmed and overcome by what we witness, then the perpetrators win. So we have to spiritually combat the chaos of the world and the crimes of the world with our joy. Because in the presence of our joy, we bring more joy to your little man right there. He's saying, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, he's so beautiful. He's he's shaking his head. Yup, yup, yup. Mm-hmm. In the presence of our joy, we bring positive energy and we create a safe, soothing environment for our children, for our loved ones, for everyone around us. So we cannot be guilty for the joy that we have. We have to use it as an instrument through which we express more joy out to the world at a time when we really are required to do that. And I really want to be clear that the opposition, the fear that drives this kind of destruction in the world cannot coexist with the love of who we are. So the more and more people were waking up and leaning towards joy, that ripple effect would start to adjust the way the world is.
Yeah.
So it can sound kind of woo-woo or too spiritual to contemplate. Oh, there's too much going on in the world. I can't even face that. Gabby, what are you talking about? Well, hear me when I say this. When you wake up and you claim that joy, your son claims that joy. When your son claims that joy, he brings it to school with him. And when he brings it to school to his friend brings it back to his mom. And that mom then brings it to her husband. And then the husband brings it to his brother. And that brother brings it to his office. And then the office brings it to their children. It's just a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. You're a spiritual first responder. Joy mm-hmm. is your first aid kit.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Don't feel guilt over it. Don't ignore what's going on in the world. That's another, mm-hmm. I'm not saying you are, but I just want to say for the listener, don't ignore it because we have to be close to it. We have to pay attention to it. We have to mm-hmm. show up for it. We have to send prayers to it, but use your joy as a way of responding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And gratitude to be in a place of joy and privilege that I can.
Oh my God. You know, the first thing I said to my son this morning, because I'm witnessing all these poor children and orphanages and everything that we're seeing with the children is really one of the most heartbreaking parts of this whole experience of witnessing what's mm-hmm. happening in the Ukraine. And I looked at my son and I said, all right, what are you grateful for today?
Mm-hmm.
Because to see all that he has, all the love that he has and all the privileges that he has, one of the biggest gifts I can give him is to recognize how grateful he is mm-hmm. to have these privileges in his life.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful okay. question, sweetheart. And you are so cute with that little man. How old is this little guy?
He's 4.
Yeah. Dude, you should be playing with little Oliver. Oh my God.
Yeah.
My little 3.5-year-old.
He's got all the trucks around here. So
yeah, they would be like, mine. Yeah. But, you know, we'll get them together one day. Goodbye, sweetheart. All right. So let me wrap up this show. That was absolutely perfect, Jen. So there's a lot going on in the world. And every day there's something new. We've all been living through a global pandemic. We've now witnessed more war on the news. We are overwhelmed with our own personal inner crisis. There's a lot. And the moral of the story today is to not override your joy with guilt. There's no amount of suffering within you that can save anyone around you. To use your energy as your source of spiritual first aid. To recognize that the power of prayer has a ripple effect. And most importantly, to really take ownership of the energy that you bring out into the world. Every time you show up, you influence, you energize, or you negatively energize. So really taking ownership of the energy you put out is such an important message. Are you someone who leans to the positive or are you leaning into the negative? What are you bringing? And just don't judge yourself for it. Just ask yourself right now, what energy am I bringing on a daily basis? And does it need a little spiritual adjustment today? Give yourself a lot of love and a lot of compassion and empower yourself to make some changes, to show up in a different way. Your presence has the power to heal. Thank you for joining me today on Dear Gabby. May you feel grounded in your body. May you feel supported by this show. May you feel a sense of peace through my words. May you know you're not alone in your suffering, and may you claim the privileges and the grace and the joy that is available to you so that you can be an expression of that love in the world. Thank you. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.